We got to talk about another purchase that Georgia Tech has made. Kind of a purchase. Georgia Tech has hired Ryan Alpert as their new athletic director. He earned a reputation as one of the country's top fundraisers with his athletic director and chief revenue officer role over at Tennessee.
Yeah, that's exactly like when I was reading about Alpert, I was like, man, this is exactly the kind of guy that Georgia Tech needs. Now, it's not that that's one of the, I think people do not realize how big of a deal it is for the AD to be able to help raise money and fundraise. I mean, I think it's one of your primary jobs along with hiring coaches and you know, people to work in the department. You need to be able to raise money to help fund these programs. And right now it's more important than ever with NIL. So yeah. This looks like a very promising hire. This guy is very well respected because of his roles that he's had at other places along with Tennessee.
Yeah, and I think, look, no matter what you think about Tennessee, you have to realize that Tennessee has been good in all sports. It feels like over the last couple of years, the all SEC sports championship has been in Tennessee for a few years now. Obviously, when it comes to Director's Cup, their highest finish came just a couple of years ago. They've also, like you talked about, they've raised a ton of money at Tennessee. And so, Georgia Tech is a unique place in terms of the needs that you have from the front office and from people that are, going to bring money in. But it feels like a step in the right direction. We won't know. I mean, you never know how an AD is going to pan out until they're put in that situation unless you go hire some superstar from another school. But when a guy is being promoted into that situation, you kind of have to learn on the job, and we'll find out very soon how good he's going to be as Georgia Tech's AD.
Yeah, he's helped grow the Neyland Entertainment District. He's helped with obviously some capital projects, but also he's helped broker some of the apparel deal that they have with Nike. That was his thing, and he's worked at some other places like Missouri and Florida Atlantic and even Memphis. But this looks like on paper a good hire. What I hope he does is brings in someone that he trusts to help him with the decisions that he's not as experienced with.
Well, moving on to Scott Frost. He is back as coach at UCF and apparently is a lot happier in his role now after his time with Nebraska.
Dude, you talk about, I don't know, man. This guy was up for every job in the country when he took the Nebraska job. He had his pick. Florida wanted him. A lot of teams wanted him. And then he's like, yeah, I learned, if any advice, don't take the wrong job. I didn't want to leave UCF, but I did. And I said I would if I could win a national. I mean, just, I don't know. I have an issue kind of stomaching all the things he said, basically. Basically acted like he was just they took him kicking and screaming to sign that big guaranteed contract at Nebraska to do nothing with.
Yeah, he's one of those guys, too, and I'm not going to get too far off in the weeds, but no matter how you feel about the actual activities that have happened with him, his face just looks like he's unhappy. You know what I mean? Like, you just look at him, you're like, God, he just seems like he's in a bad place. So, yeah, I'm with you. When you hear his words, you're like, all right, dude. Like, you went to Nebraska. That was where you wanted to be. That was where you played. It didn't work out, and now you're back at UCF, and yeah, I think he's in the right place now.
And Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yorkmark is doubling down on the 5-11 college playoff format.
Yeah, I think this is being pushed by not only the Big 12, but the ACC, and we talked about this during the SEC meetings, that this is one of those things that I think is gaining ground with SEC coaches, but the Big 10 people are still standing firm on wanting to have four automatic qualifiers. But the 5+11, I think, just if you're going to go to 16, which they obviously are, it just makes more sense, given how everything's kind of shaped up in the college football landscape. I just want things to stop changing. I just want things to stop changing.
Well,
for just 1 year.
That's where we need to get to. If you're kind of unfamiliar with the 5-11, it is basically five highest-rated conference champions, 11 at-large bids that are put in by the committee. I would rather see this system. I don't want it where there's eight teams from two conferences and everything, and the other eight teams is kind of out there. I think this is – because, look, it's going to be that way anyways. I don't want locked-in bids, though. I think if the SEC is really strong like they were in basketball this year and football, then put those teams in. I just don't want it to – I don't want teams locked in other than conference champs.
Well, and we all know that the Falcons are going to Germany, but does Germany realize that means Bo Morgan is coming along?
Hey-o. This is going to be so good. Yes.
We are getting so close to football season. We are running out of time to prepare the Germans for Bo Morgan's arrival. So we have another round of tweets from Bo translated to German. We're going to play those for you. I will give you the straight read of them, and then Mike will interpret how they're actually supposed to be delivered. Okay?
All right.
Dylan, let's go with number one.
Dem Aktionscode SQUEED erhalten Sie 15% Rabatt auf Ihre Bestellung unter http://wsoße.com.
Do you have any idea what that was, Bo?
No, but maybe it's something about my meat. I don't know.
Close. Very close. Use promo code SQUID for 15% off your order at WSauce.com.
Use promo code SQUID for 15% off your order at the WSauce.com.
That is one you should really learn so that you can spread the wealth over there so everyone can learn what WSauce
is. It's so much better listening to them because I know what they say and I'm reading them and listening to her say, V-sauce.
V-sauce.
Well, the thing about the German language and the way I talk is we both sound angry no matter what.
This is true. Facts. All right, number two.
Warum geht es nicht? Es geht darum, dass sie nichts verkaufen. Obwohl ihre Verträge es ihnen ermöglichen, konkurrenzfähig zu sein. Akuna, Olsen, Riley, Strider und Osuna, bis zu Hüftproblemen, haben alle gute Leistungen gezeigt.
That's not the point. The point is, they're not selling when the deals they have allow them to compete. Acuna, Olsen, Riley, Strider, Osuna, until hip issue, have all produced.
Yeah. That's not the point. The point is they're not selling when the deals they have allow them to compete. Acuna, Olsen, Riley, Strider, Ozuna, until the hip issue, have all produced.
I don't think you're angry enough there.
I know, but that's not an angry tweet, but I'm getting
there. Yeah, no, I think it was.
I'm building up to
I think it was. There, most of them are.
All right, let's go with number three, Dylan.
Die meisten teamfreundlichen Spieler sind kein Problem, sondern die Tiefe. SS, LF, CF und Ozie. Dieses Jahr ist das Problem.
There's something along the lines of that's not the problem. The problem is you have holes at shortstop, left field, center field, and second base.
This was kind of an extension of the last tweet. Yeah. Most team-friendly guys aren't issue. It's dev. Shortstop, left field, center field, Ozzie, this year, the issue.
Yeah, this year.
Most team-friendly guys, I can't do that. Most team-friendly guys aren't issue. It's depth. Shortstop, left field, center field, Ozzie. This year, the issue. Oh, man. So good, dude. Angry tweets from Bo in German is just the greatest thing ever.
All right, let's go with number four.
Albis hat den teamfreundlichen Vertrag bis zu diesem Jahr wirklich erfüllt. Acuna, Olsen, Riley und Strider, der wieder in Form ist, sind nicht schlecht.
Well, it's definitely something about team-friendly deals with Acuna. I've never heard Acuna's name say Acuna.
I feel like on this one, Mike, we should just go straight to the angry read.
Albies has lived up to the team-friendly deal until really this year. Acuna, Olsen, Riley, Strider, returning to form, don't suck.
They don't. And Olsen is the best player on the team right now, and I don't think it's close.
All right, number five, Dylan.
Greenert ist der Typ, der mir am meisten Angst macht.
This one's, yeah, just
something
change
about
pace.
A green egg?
No. Close.
I see why you think
yes.
That. Greenard is the guy that scares me the most.
Yeah. Greenard is the guy that scares me the most.
I wasn't even angry when I tweeted that.
I know. But I gotta go there now. I didn't build up the emotions in my voice. I gotta keep going.
Okay, let's go with number six, Dylan.
Ja, ich glaube, ich habe den Einstieg gefunden. Ich muss nur abends raus. Wie du schon sagtest.
What is this?
I don't know.
What was he talking about?
This one sounds like I might have declared war on somebody. I'm not sure.
Who are you declaring war on right now?
I don't know. Well, Mike.
Okay. Yes, I think I found the entrance. I just got to get out there at night, like you said.
Oh, my yellow jackets.
Yes, yeah. I think I found the entrance. I just got to get out there at night, like you said.
One final angry tweet from Bo.
Mir ist es egal, aber es stört mich, wenn Leute versuchen, falsche Geschichten darüber zu verbreiten. Warum Dinge passiert sind, obwohl sie keine Ahnung haben.
I'm gonna yield this one to Mike.
I don't care either way. I do care when people try to push false narratives on why things happened when they have no clue.
That was definitely angry, that one.
Is it any fun for you to hear your tweets read back to you?
Oh, man, I hope it is.
It is in German because it makes it, I mean, it just sounds angrier. yeah, sometimes because I interact with the people. So I interact with the they and the we.
There you go. Dylan, do you have that bonus audio on there?
Übrigens, ding.
Do it again.
Übrigens, ding.
Übrigens.
Both of you guessed this one.
Übrigens, ding.
I have no idea.
By the
Übrigens,
way.
Ding.
Ding.
So ding is the same in German.
It's the same.
Ding.
Sound effect.
Ding.
Dylan, you just got to start playing that ding when we say by the way.
Ding.
Ding.
Yeah,
ding.
See? That's it.
Well, thank you for being a good sport, Bo. Mike, thanks for playing along. Coming up, WWE's Queen of the Ring, Jade Cargill, is coming in to hang out with us for a few before Sunday's Evolution event. We'll talk to Jade next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.